Mansion House and York Guildhall. Edna Annie Crichton. Edna Annie Crichton, 1876 to 1970, was a remarkable woman. At the age of 25, she came to live in York, which was to be her home for nearly 70 years. Edna stood for election to York City Council in 1919. A Quaker, she sat as an independent councillor, and for 15 years was the chairman of the Housing Committee when, it was said, she visited every house that was due to be demolished through the council's slum clearance programmes. War broke out in 1939, and 2 years later Edna Crichton was elected by her colleagues to be York's first woman Lord Mayor. The tradition of male mayors in York had lasted for more than 700 years. In 1941 to 1942, there were 52 members of York City Council, only two of whom were women. In the early hours of the 29th of April, 1942, York was bombed by the Luftwaffe. Over 70 people were killed, 190 injured, and 9,500 homes destroyed or damaged. The medieval Guildhall was hit by an incendiary bomb and burned for most of the next 24 hours. Lord Mayor Edna Annie Crichton, whose own son had died as a prisoner of war only months before, toured the city the next day, speaking to the bereaved and visiting the wounded in hospitals. Edna always stressed the need for women councillors, saying, "Thoughtful men and women should elect a council representative of all sections of the community." At her memorial service, she was described as a little woman with the heart of a lion. Ivy Whiteman. Ivy Whiteman was the second woman to be the Lord Mayor of York in 1961. She hosted the International Viking Congress held in York at the Mansion House. The Congress delegates were charmed by her and her councillors and delighted to examine the city plate at the Mansion House. Ivy attended many meetings of committees and subcommittees in the realms of education, children, and health, as well as church services and political meetings of the Conservative Party. Mona Armitage. Mona Armitage became the third woman Lord Mayor of York in 1968. Born in Tyneside, one of 11 children, her father was a furnace man. The highlight of Mona's year in office was the Christmas Cheer Fund, when 500 old residents of an area of York cleared for rebuilding were entertained. She was a witty speaker and had a warm personality. On one occasion, while waiting for His Royal Highness Prince Philip to arrive, she was asked if she was all right. "Petrified," she said. However, later she was so much at ease, she called him Pet in an unguarded moment. Dolly Cooper, an active trade unionist and politician, 1921 to 2012. Dolly was an active Labour Party member in York for over 40 years. She helped re-establish the Labour Party after the war with her husband Ken. Dolly became Lady Mayoress for York in 1984 and Lady Sheriff in 1988 and 1996. Dolly was a teacher in the early 1960s and then served on North Yorkshire County Council Education Committee. She was involved with York Trade Union Council, Sure Start, the Jane Wright Charity and the Scouts Group, later receiving the Queen's Scout Medal. She lost both her parents to tuberculosis early in her life. Being unable to afford civil service exams of £2, she worked in the wages department of Joseph Rowntree's instead. Rachel Maskell. Rachel Maskell is York's first woman MP. She reached the second highest swing of votes across the UK in the 2017 election, and bucked the trend in the 2019 election, maintaining a significant majority. She has served on the shadow front bench. She is a socialist and believes in the equality of all and in social justice.